I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department officially says ISIS is committing genocide. Well, that much we already knew. But if we're not obligated to step in and stop it, what's the benefit of the designation? Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says it's mostly about aid and immigration issues, which is a whole different issue in and of itself. What about the Christians who remained in Iraq and Syria? Nettleton says their priorities are,
how are we going to serve the Lord in this situation? How are we going to reach out with the gospel? And how are we going to survive from day to day?
Many Muslims are disillusioned by ISIS, and they're looking at Christians and seeing something entirely unexpected.
Pray that God will call Christians to stay here and serve Him, because there's so many reasons to leave. But pray that God would call people to stay here and serve, because there's a great harvest, but we need workers.
Another aspect to this story is that refugees are fleeing ISIS and war are being bounced back and forth between countries. A deal will send thousands back to Turkey. Packed refugee camps are getting aid from government organizations. But more and more people are settling in random areas and being overlooked. Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg says their indigenous ministry partners are providing food, blankets, shoes, and New Testaments.
Just because of the nature of being a Christian, we have a tendency to want to go out and help those who are the most vulnerable, the ones that have the greatest needs. The valuable thing that the Christians are doing is they go out to these people, and then they can begin to provide help for them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Giving a New Testament is like giving hope, but the physical needs are still overwhelming, and you can help with just a few bucks. Look for the links at missionnews.org. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. These words are meant to encourage family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.